Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, I actually feel a little bit raw talking about this. Do you know that?
Wow.
So, I had a call. Oh my God, I actually even can't believe that I'm doing this. So, I had a call the other morning, work call. But it was like an EMEA one. So, like, there was like 250 people on it. There's a lot of people on this call. And at the end... So, you know the way you're like, oh, Nicole, that's all well and good. So, like, we're coming to the end, and I had a hair mask in. So, like, I put a shower cap on top of my hair mask to keep the heat. You know the way you put the heat
Yeah.
on?
Incubate it.
Do you see where this is going?
I saw it on Twitter. I know exactly where it's going.
So, the call was finishing up, and unbeknownst to me, I go and I pick up, because I had it on my phone, because the Wi-Fi was on the blink, which is a different story. So, I had it on my phone. And when I picked up my phone, my camera came on. I didn't think. I was like, is that me? You know when you see it and you're like, yeah. Is that me? And I was like, nah, that's not me. Then my Microsoft Teams starts going off.
Oh my God.
And one of the lads that used to work in my office works in Amsterdam there. It's like, is that you in a fucking shower cap?
Oh god, so it was noticed, it wasn't.
I had two other messages from other people as well. And I was like, it wasn't as if it was like a small call with your office where you could laugh it off and you'd be like, whoops, no. I'd say there's loads of people there searching my name, being like,
You have Austria looking for you. All right, Pimon. That's all I can say is all right. Family flowers only. And you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And if you hear a slight during this podcast, it's because I'm not wearing any pants. I was stressed.
Wow.
Yeah, I was stressed. And I was roasting and I was wearing fleecy leggings. And my ma, for some reason, keeps putting the heating on in the evenings because it's just to get a bit of heat in the house, you know what I mean?
Just give it a blast.
Yeah, give it an hour of a blast.
Yeah.
And I couldn't give a fuck. Like, you can... Do you want to see?
Yeah, go on.
Now, I have ant bites on my ankles. We've had to absolutely, like, smother the decking in whatever. I don't know if anybody else is suffering with this.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a lot of ant bites.
That's a lot of ant bites. We're all riddled with them. They're horrible. That's all. But it's the only place we can go is the back garden. Well, yeah. We can go further now, I suppose, but that's where it came from.
There you go.
Fuck this pandemic. Also, a gentle reminder that we are on Patreon.
We're on Patreon.
For €6 a month, you can get 5 extra episodes. Our most recent guest for TMU for April was Simon Hennessy's from TikTok. Don't know if you know him, but you should. He's fucking hilarious. We've done accent challenges on there. We've done... There's too many to mention. But... We're there. So if you want a little bit more of us and you would like to support our podcast, we would really appreciate it. And the best time to start is a certain month because it's financially, you'll get charged when you join and then you get charged at a certain month. So, you know, the more gap, the better.
The more gap, the better. You know, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah. It's just a nice place. Yeah. It's a nice place.
It's where we do good work. We're actually doing an exciting one after this, all about moving.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny that you say that about the ant bites and the fact that you're in your pants, because I'm just wearing a robe.
Oh, nice.
To further on to the cold start, there was a large portion of that call where I was naked.
Oh, fuck. You were just airing yourself out, were you?
Because I was on the mobile and I was getting changed. Do you know what I mean? So.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Carly.
It could have been worse, but the thing is, I think the anxiety that I keep getting these, like, every so often I'll go quiet and Tom's like, are you thinking about the shower cap again? And I'm like, yeah, I am. Because he just didn't think that was a big deal.
I have to say, like, I think you're overreacting a bit. I'd be kind of on the side of Tom. Who gives a fuck, like?
It was. But just please remember, big presentation, like, large 2.5 hour press. I think it was two hours. It was a long fucking presentation. Like, it was long.
Yeah, but Carla, like, nobody
wasn't just with the Irish team.
Yeah, but like, nobody else was sitting there in fucking black tie. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was definitely people in their fucking boxers. So you just have to think about, like, fuck it, it's a panny day. Everybody's in the same sitch. It's fine. But we have discussed this, though, because me and you are so different in the way that we deal with things like this. I'd just laugh that off and I wouldn't hold it against you. Whereas you're the type of person who'd be like, do you remember the time we were on a 250 people call? And you're in a shower cap and you went on camera. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most people, I don't think, would have given a fuck. They would have been just like, ha.
See, I text other people that I work with, and every one of them was like, that's probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, they're just pricks then.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bit of that too.
Do you know?
Sorry. I like to share.
Yeah.
You know? So I just couldn't keep it in. Like, I had to text the couple of group chats that I have going with people from work and be like, guess what just happened to me? And every single one of them was like, I couldn't live that down. Like, that I would hand in my notice.
Really?
Yeah. So there was a bit of that too, but it was just because Tom was like, at the start, I was like, guess what happened? And I was like, the camera was on. He was like, you were naked. I fucking knew this was bound to happen. And he was like, you need to start getting, he was like, you need boundaries. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And he was like, oh, well, then that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And he was like, would have been far worse if you were naked.
It's fine. Like, it's absolutely fine. You could have a scalp condition where you needed to put Bentonvite on your scalp and you were incubating that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was just more the fact that I had the fucking bonnet on, like, it was quite funny. But anyway, it's one of those things that, like, I'm actually more anxious of thinking of, imagine your camera was on when you were naked, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when that happens. Like,
girl, to be more careful now.
Yeah, but you know that girl who got caught having sex? College lecturer, and she didn't mute herself.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, like, I think about stuff like that all the time. Like, do you know where you get cringe for someone else?
Yeah, well, that's just, I mean, lessons can be learned here, do you know?
Well, I wasn't doing that.
It's a new world. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't you and Tom going at us. You're grand.
So we're 10 out of 10, we're grand.
Yeah, you're grand. Right, what's this episode about?
This episode... Oh my God, I'm after going blank.
Is about, have you got your unpopular opinion of the week as well?
I do have my unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Alright, Grant. Just so that we're prepared, you know? Like, before coming on.
I don't know why I'm after going blank. I think it's because we did it the other day. Guilty pleasures is what.
Yes, well done. Well done. I could have just taken over there, but
I was waiting to say you just had me struggle. Nah, let's just watch her.
Carla has joined the chat.
Okay. So, let's watch her burn.
She's here. She's here. What are yours?
Sorry, can I just little shout out before we get stuck in? Guess who just followed us on the Instagram?
Mr. Price, I know.
Mr. Price.
I wanted it because our Instagram, right? Because some people, I don't know, there's some people who like are desperate for following and they would ask us to follow them on the Unpopular Opinion page. And it's fairly obvious on our Instagram page, it only follows me and Carla.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a thing that we don't follow people back on the Instagram page because it's just for the podcast. You know what I mean? And I felt like DMing them. I was about to like text you, but I knew we were coming on here. And I felt like DMing them. And going, look, we can't follow you back, but we see you.
Yeah. Love you. We appreciate you. we love you.
You are important. You are beautiful. we see you, hon. Yeah, exactly. I know, I got really excited when I saw that as well. But yeah, so you put out a box and we got some responses. But what are your guilty pleasures?
Mr. Price himself.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Sorry, I was at the Mr. Price. Where was it? I think it was like Belgard Road, somewhere fucking random. And like, there was loads of signs because it was in an industrial estate, but there's like one with his top off. There's a lot of like.
A Mr. Price van lives around the corner from me. I always see him like hockeying up and down. Well, not hockeying up and down, he drives safely up and down the estate. And I'm like, oh, there's Mr. Price. He's like fucking, what's his name? Johnny, what's that character?
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, yeah, a bit like him.
But not as cringe. Johnny Bravo was a bit cringe.
He was cringe, yeah, and he has a bit more of a tan than Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's a bit more like Spanish looking.
Yeah.
But it was more the fact Tom was like, he was in the car and he was like, why is Mr. Price getting slowly more and more erotic as we drive through?
Yeah.
It's like t-shirt and jacket and glasses. Then the glasses came off. Then the jacket came off. Then he was in a tank top. Now he's got no top on. What's next?
I love it. And they did that on purpose. They're good crack there. They're good crack on Instagram. Like, yeah.
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 Kind of like the little guilty pleasures of mine. Mm. So I listened. I listened to really cringy emo music from when I was a teenager.
Yeah, sometimes you just get in the mood. I think everybody gets in the mood for like a certain genre now and again.
And like, I have this playlist, and it was. I think I might have said this before, but I was playing this playlist before, and one of my mates, like, I forgot that my Facebook was hooked up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was the playlist. But also there's been numerous times where like my podcast has come on and somebody's been like, what are you listening to?
Oh, our screamy podcast, like
screamy music kind of thing. Every so often, that's a guilty pleasure of mine. What can I say?
Yeah. Okay.
I like my screamo.
You screamo, yeah. I like
screamy
it.
Emo. Yeah, do you get that?
Evanescence?
Huh?
Would you get a bit of Evanescence in there?
No, that would be less. See,
that's a guilty pleasure in mine, like.
Oh,
chick-a-roo. I can see. Yeah, I wouldn't have been like a bit. I like certain Metallica songs, but not like the really screamy ones. Like Nothing Else Matters would be a good one.
Yeah, like there's like a good bit of Hinder on there. There's a bit of fucking CKY on there. Mm. Just some things to throw me back from, you know, when I was younger in art class, essentially. That's the
to get the emotion. So, yeah, I get
Do you know, had to pull some strength from somewhere, you know, teenage angst and all that, when I had absolutely zero problems. I had to create some for myself, so. It was always the way. So that would be a major, major guilty pleasure of mine. Just bang on the playlist, you know, and be cringe or whatever. I'd be the same with some of my playlists. Like, I've got a lot of like fucking heavy trance playlists, and I'm like, if somebody saw what was going on here.
Yeah, they think you were on a bit of LSD or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might
have
thought that I dropped a tab or two, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. That kind of way. Because I just think music's real. Like, music's such a strange one because it's real personal, isn't it? Like,
but you do judge people on it. You do. I wouldn't be a judgmental person, but I do sometimes, like, be like, really? Wouldn't it put you with that?
Oh, for sure. Like, that's what I mean. You're like, if you saw something, you'd be like, do you actually?
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
Okay, fair. So you music-wise, what about you? Tell me more. Tell me all.
Oh, fucking listen, I think I was Latino in my past life. I love a bit of Latin.
Latino.
I fucking love Daddy Yankee.
Oh my God, Daddy Yankee! I don't know what he says.
Just Gasolina.
Yeah.
Watch Our Man. What's his fucking Louis Fonsi? So it's a bit of Marc Anthony, do you know, I do, I love a bit of, it's all the same fucking tune, do you know what I mean, like, they all use the exact same music, the exact same BPM, but I love it, and I can't get away from it, and there's a few songs that will just lift my spirits immediately, and it's always Latino, I love reggaeton as well, but I feel like, do you know what I mean? I don't know why I feel like it's inappropriate for me to like reggaeton.
That's what I mean about guilty pleasures. It is that kind of stuff where you're like, you just, it's a bit cringeworthy. You don't really want to admit that that's what you do. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's just not something that you ever want to admit to, you know?
Yeah. And I would, like, if I say, like, Bobby was gone off at a czar or whatever, and I had like a proper session where I was able to blast the music, clean the house or whatever, like, if I was playing that sort of music, I would lower it down the fuck if I heard somebody coming. Do you know?
Really?
Mm, yeah, I'd be just a little bit embarrassed, you know?
Yeah, you're like, let me just put on a normal playlist.
Yeah, exactly. Another guilty pleasure, right? So, you know me, I'm a little bit of a weirdo, and I love ASMR.
You're kooky.
I'm too kooky. I love ASMR, but it's a very specific... Ooh. I don't like the... Like, all this sort of, like, weird mouth sounds and stuff like that. It's a specific type, right? I will, like, go fucking limp at the sight of somebody getting their hair done. Or getting their hair played with. Yeah. The amount of, like, Lebanese hairdressers that I follow, because they put up all of these videos on Instagram of them playing with their client's hair after it's been done. So they'll, like, run their fingers through their hair. They'll go through the whole process of highlighting. Like, Lebanese women, actually, by the way, fucking obsessed with going blonde for some reason. Or the stylists themselves are obsessed with dyeing people's hair blonde, because it's the only fucking video they'll ever put up is somebody coming in with dark hair and then coming out with highlighted hair. But they go through the whole process or whatever, but they fly through that, and then the longest bit of the video at the end is like them playing with their hair. So it'll be like them showing the highlights and going the camera really close to the scalp and all. I'd be on the fucking deck. I just find it so relaxing. I don't know what it is. And my phone has gotten so used to me. So in my old job, we used to have like a morning break or lunch and then an evening break, because the days were so long. And the evening break, I used to always just go in, sit down, have like little sup of Diet Coke or whatever. And the minute I turned my phone on, it got so used to me at that time of day. It's like it knew I just needed to wind down. And it always just showed me those. Munir, that he's a big one. He's one of the biggest ones that I follow. And I love it so much. But they play this like Arabic music in the background. So anytime somebody, because like there was loads of stock in the kitchen. It wasn't like a normal canteen, you know. It was like a stock room / like worktop where you could make tea and stuff. So anytime somebody came in for a bit of stock, I'd fucking flick it off straight away, because it was just a guilty pleasure. You know, because like, you know, and it's a normal thing. Like if anybody came in and saw me looking at a picture of somebody getting their hair done, that's actually quite normal. But it's the fucking hidden meaning behind it, because I'm there going, I'm drooling. Yeah.
It's because you feel so, you're not getting the kicks that I'm getting out of this.
I'm such a creep, a creep when it comes. So I'm looking at it for the hair play. Which is just the weirdest thing ever. Or even like when somebody needed a consultation, you know, in the pharmacy, and they go into the consultation room and there's like a door out to the public and a door into the dispensary. And the door into the dispensary was usually like they weren't invasive consultations, but they might have, like, the pharmacist might have to look at a rash or something on the scalp or something like that. And the mere sight of that, the closeness of that, I'd be on the deck. I just find it so fucking relaxing. It's so weird.
So weird.
Or even like, say you're at the dentist and they're not, or an being at the optician. You know when they get really close with the otoscope and they're looking at your eye and they're like this close away from your face, but they're not making any noise and they're just kind of moving, they're bobbling their head around, looking at your eye. I swear to God, I'd fucking nearly pass out, because I'd be so relaxed at getting that done.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It is a form of ASMR, like, but it's not like the mouth sounds, or it's not like cosplay, or I don't think it's as creepy as it can be. Do you know?
Yeah, it's not dodgy kind of vibes.
No. But I'd say the dodgiest I've gotten is before I had Bobby, and like I was like living in my ma's and I could like do whatever I wanted, you know, before going to bed, and I'd stick in the headphones and I would look up on YouTube I'd look up on YouTube head lice consultation.
Stop.
So in your ears, it sounds like somebody is checking your head for head lice, but they'd be like whispering, going, oh, I'm just checking behind your ears, I'm just checking under here at your neck. But it actually, because the way ASMR works, it actually gives you the tingles and the feeling as if somebody is doing it to you. It's the fucking weirdest phenomenon I've ever got, and I was delighted there was an actual name for it, because I've had this for years and I never knew what it was. And I've talked about this before, because the only reason why I found out was because I was watching fucking Salad Fingers and somebody mentioned it in the comments, and then I went on a massive like rabbit hole. But like, yeah, so you can, when you stick into headphones, especially if you have like, you know, those really good ones, like the noise cancelling headphones.
Yeah, the big, yeah.
And the mics that they have are like designed for this. It's to make it sound like they're actually right beside you and like messing with your, oh, it's fucking, it that's the creepiest I've gone now with it, but I just can't get enough, like.
Oh my god, that is, do you know what, that's what I love about this, because it's so specific, it's so weird.
Yeah. I hope there's people that can relate.
There's lots of people listening being like, yes.
Yes, you know, she gets me, that's where spirit animals, because, and then we always get texts after our podcast with people who can relate to stuff.
Yeah, they're like, thank God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not
39,000 people, I fucking hope there's one that can relate to me. Jesus Christ. Have you got
just
any more?
Just one. I'm yeah, just one. One an episode, that's all I need. Yeah,
I know, like, fuck's sake.
One out of 40k, that's all I need.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, Jen. It's funny, like, the only thing, like, I love watching ingrown hair removal.
Oh, yes.
But I can't watch, like, Dr. Pimple Popper or any of that. That's not my gig. It's okay, the ingrown hair.
Right, that's, so you're specific in that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like a girl, there's a specific girl on TikTok, and she's from America. She seems like, you know, one of those people that I'm like, oh my God, I think we would be friends in real life.
Hmm.
She's just sound. I think her name's Brianna. I'll get the name. We can pop it in the description. But she does it, and she's like, I'm just going to go and get my tweezers. And she does that every time. And she's like, get my little pokey tool and my little tweezers. Because she's a beautician, so she does it like waxing and everything else like that, and she like goes really up close so you can't see what area, but it's obviously everyone's vagina, do you know what I mean? But it's like,
yeah,
she goes,
yeah,
like, yeah, she has the like real up close kind of like goggle or whatever.
How did they get it so fucking, I so always close. Wondered that, even yeah, with like you know, eye makeup tutorials, how close they can get it and how yeah, crystal clear it is.
I'm like, what camera's that?
Is that? Yeah.
Is that an iPhone 7?
Do they sell them on Amazon?
Is that the front or the back camera?
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be like, that would be the kind of creepiest thing. But again, it's like one of those things, Tom's like, what are you watching? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
you'd actually rather be like porn than be like,
exactly, yeah. Than actually, yeah.
Slightly more normal. To being like, oh shit.
Love pimple popping. I love pimple popping my own face. I actually fell asleep with Bobby last night, and it's the first time in about 5 years I didn't wash my makeup off before going to bed.
You rotten bitch. And okay.
What?
You rotten thing.
I fell asleep. Like, I fell asleep on my work clothes. And I didn't get up.
It's really bad, is it?
I was just very, very tired. And I got up today and I finally got to wash my face. And it was like, it fucking punished me. The amount of stuff I could squeeze out of my face. I was like, seriously, 10 things right, one thing wrong. And this is what happened. Like, fucking off, fuck off. Like, seriously.
I was tired.
Yeah. Other guilty pleasures. I love picking scabs, which doesn't fare out well for somebody who gets bitten so much. Oh,
hate it. Hate picking scabs. Find it. Like, I think it's because, I think I watched a video when I was younger, and it was like how hard your body works to like create that scab, and I respect the scab now.
Oh, do you know what? I could do it watching that, because I have scars all over my legs from mosquito bites. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would highly recommend. It was like, it was this whole thing where it was like, do you know how like hard your body actually works? And
that's probably why I'm so knackered.
Probably.
fucking legs are working overtime because of the bleeding. Legs are bite.
For fuck's sake, Jen.
And I just
took
it off.
Ages.
And I keep saying to myself, Jen, just give yourself 3 days without touching them and you'd be grand, like you'd be fucking fine, just 3 days without touching them. I can't, I just keep going at them. I'm a bastard for it. I'm a bastard.
Oh well.
Yeah. Do you have any other guilty pleasures that you would like to divulge? I know people, some people have said, I don't know how I had this came up even, because people said it to me on Instagram and I didn't know it was a thing. People watching the removal of ingrown toenails.
No, like, again, that's too, just leave me with my ingrown hairs. I don't need to see an ingrown toenail. Like, anything that's too graphic or too disgusting, I just don't really go for it. It's just,
but it's
something,
actually not that, because I did look it up after it was said to me. It's not that now. I'd say it's because I have ingrown toenails, so I would say it's painful as fuck.
Yeah.
So, but looking at the end result in comparison to the start, like, or like looking at a proper pedicure, you know, where the heat, like the feet look like they had grayscale beforehand. Yeah. Looking at like the shaving of all of that and the end result, oh, the satisfaction is immense. Absolutely immense.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable sport. Yes, I do. I have plenty of guilty pleasures. I love reading like really bad young adult novels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think I've talked about this briefly before, but like the ones that are just like the worst writing ever, like the Wattpad ones that
I don't know.
They're just pathetic. Like they're I feel bad saying that. But I'd actually put it up. It was funny because I'd put it up. I put up one still because people were like reading smutty books and I was like, oh God, yeah. But I put up one still of this particular one. I think I've talked about this before. It's called After. And it's Harry Styles fan fiction.
Oh, okay.
But they made it into a movie.
Fuck off.
So she had to go and watch the movie. There's three of them. I've watched two of them and it's the worst.
Like Sharknado bad.
Like just the, you can just tell they're trying. Like with the cast, they put in Hero Fiennes, which is Ralph Fiennes' nephew, who plays young Voldemort.
Okay.
In Harry Potter. Very handsome boy, very good looking boy. And then I can't remember her name. It's Catherine Langsford. You're one from 13 Reasons Why, you're one who plays Hannah.
Okay.
Her younger sister, Josephine.
Okay.
That's her name, Josephine. And she's it's so weird because your one who plays Hannah, your one who plays Hannah is Catherine. I think it's Langsford or something like that. Anyway, she's really beautiful, but she's real dark and pale. This one's like really tanned and blonde. It's really weird.
Like me and my own sister.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, when you're like, wow, it's like they're both gorgeous, but it's like in two totally different ways, which is bizarre.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to say me and my sister are both gorgeous. I was just saying like, we're polar opposites. Like aesthetically, I'm blonde with blue eyes and she's dark with hazel eyes.
Right.
And dark, like darker skin.
Crazy shit, crazy things. Look at me and Amy. We look nothing alike.
Yeah, you really don't.
No, no. But I love, I remember when I was reading it, it's called After, and then the second one's After We Collided, and I think the third one is After We Fell. And when I was reading them, I remember just being like, this is just so bad. Like, to the point where I was actually talking out loud at how bad it was. Like, I was literally like, this is so bad. This is so poor. And I was, like, laughing. And then Tom was like, oh, is your book funny? And I was like, no, it's pathetic. But I can't stop myself. I think it's because it's, like, it's easy reading. You know it's dog shit.
Yeah.
But, like, you've accepted that it's dog shit. So it's like your brain just is like, do you know what? It's going to give us some kind of endorphins. Let's go with it.
Yeah. I like it.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good one. I do always feel quite insecure about a book. Like, I'll commit to reading a book, you know, if I go, like, back in the olden days when there was holidays and, you know, you were going to be reading a book, like, on the plane or at the poolside. And I do always kind of have that insecurity of holding the book up and other people seeing what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it was 50 Shades, I was like, oh, my God. These
you're like cringe.
I think I'm fucking, like, mad for the porn.
And they're like, oh my God, look at me, I'm reading the porn beside the pill and everybody's got pink so I'm getting
I know. Nobody gives a fuck, like.
No one gives a shite, like.
Yeah.
Although I will say, on that note, I do look at what everybody else is reading by the pool, and I do try and take ideas.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for inspiration, but I mean, what would you say? Because, like, I would love to read the Harry Potter books. Now they're huge, and I mean, in this lifetime, if I ever get to get through them, I mean, that would be a fucking bucket list goal ticked. But what would you think of, like, me? Now, you like Harry Potter, so that's bias. Like, I just feel like I would look immature by a poolside reading Harry Potter, do you know what I mean?
I don't think you would. I think because it is such a... Like, you always are like, you're so into Harry Potter. I'm really not. Like, I'm a normal amount like that. Like, I a normal amount. I read them when I was a kid. Normal amount like them. I normal amount appreciate them. I don't weirdly like
them. It's just because I don't know anybody else who's read the whole thing. You just, I'm besotted with you. Like, I'm...
That is... no, like, yeah, because it's funny. Tom isn't a fan either. He's never read them. But I'd like, if I'm seeing it from like maybe his perspective, I don't think he'd judge you. Do you know? Mm. Like, and he'd be a reader too, but like, I don't think anybody would.
Right. Like, see, I read all the Twilights and I read all the Hunger Games and I read...
Oh, you'll like the Harry Potter. You will. You'll be surprised. You'll surprise yourself.
What's the other one that was like the Hunger Games, but it wasn't? And I had Shay...
was it the Divergent?
Divergent, yeah. I read them as well.
They were dog shit. I tried to read the first one. I was like, no, not this.
It's just so similar to Hunger Games.
Yeah, no, you would. I think you'd surprise yourself with Harry Potter. It's actually not that hard to read. Like, I know it looks big, but you fly through it.
Right, I'll give it a go.
Whenever I'd have a whole series, you know what I mean?
I'll probably do it in my 60s. You know? I just have to avoid any spoiler up until that point. Which is quite hard because loads of people talk
about it. Okay, that's difficult, but that's okay. Mm. Yeah, so that would kind of be it. But, like, I suppose I do understand what you mean because, like, as I've said before, I read a lot of sci-fi, I read a lot of fantasy, and it is a bit kind of like, are people fucking looking at me being, like, nerd?
You're a weirdo. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's the fear, like, I suppose if you just kind of got it into your subconscious that, like, nobody gives a fuck about you, you'd be fine.
Yeah, no, I think I know what you mean. It's more the fact that, like, you know, when someone's, it's more people that you know, if they're like, what are you reading, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. You have to explain yourself.
Yeah, like, you're like, how do I start with there's a bionic man.
Yeah, no.
This kind of thing, and you're like, well, I don't even know how to. It's like, you know, when you talk to people about like what subjects you did in the Leaving Cert, and you're almost like cringe.
No, I didn't have that problem too. Oh, yeah, it's grand.
Because people are always like classical studies, and I'm like, yes, I was really into classical studies. I still am really into classical studies. I know, but like,
actually, you're probably one of the minority that had that problem because you went to private school, so you had different options to public school. Like, public school, you had like business or fucking geography, or do you know what I mean? It wasn't. I don't think they had as much of an array.
A random arrangement of subjects.
Do you know? Yeah. Classical studies, I've never heard of it. Never.
Never heard of it, don't know it.
Didn't complete in me. I will say, just on the topic of like reading books and like dog shit stories and series and stuff like that, I do get a bit of enjoyment out watching the first Twilight.
Oh, I love it. That's what I mean. Those are the things. I love watching the Twilight. I think I watched the one, what's the last one? Breaking Dawn, not too long ago.
Yeah,
And just like the acting, the Irish vampires, I was like,
I just want to like fucking
inner, full.
I want to explode out of my body when I see them. Like we fucking
full body cringe. Oh, it's the worst. Oh, it's the worst. And actually, on that topic as well, another massive guilty pleasure of mine. I'm not sure if I've said it before, but To All the Boys I've Loved Before on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
such, you did say that. Mm. Yeah, such a teeny, but warms my heart. But again, one of those kind of things that like living in my dad's. I was trying to watch the second one and everybody came into the room. They're like, what are you watching? And I was like, this is really embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I
was like, we'll change over. My sister was like, no, we can all watch it. And I was like, no. Like, oh, no.
No, don't judge me. Stop judging me.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm too self-conscious to watch it. Let's watch something else.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose we'll go to a break and then we will come back and see what our listeners' guilty pleasures are. I'm very intrigued. I'm very intrigued to see what they are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Carla put out a box during the week and asked, what are your guilty pleasures? We have had some responses. I'll go through the box and you want to go through the DMs?
Yeah.
So the first one in the box here is sitting in a bath getting wine drunk all by myself. I think that's fairly common. I don't think, we were looking for secret cringy guilty pleasures here.
That's
people.
Not cringe, that's life.
That's been normalised, hon. It's been dangerous. We don't condone in like aqua drinking, but like what else would you call that? Aqua drinking. It would be like she's in the water. It is dangerous. Don't try that at home.
Yeah, it is. It brings your blood temperature pretty high. Yeah, be careful.
Oh fuck. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Be careful. That's what we'll say. We'll say be careful.
We'll say be very careful. This one is kind of like, I'd be like this as well. So a guilty pleasure of mine would be going down rabbit holes. But like when I'm supposed to be doing something else. So I think that everybody is it a guilty pleasure? Because like I'd be sitting at the kitchen table. I know that I need to wash bottles. I know that I need to make me lunch for tomorrow. I know that I need to iron that top. But I'm just sitting there scrolling. Because this one here says, watching all the big tell-all cheating dramas on TikTok are messy breakups.
So what ones? Because I haven't seen any of them.
No, me neither. It's just not on my algorithm. But like, I suppose maybe I haven't gone down a rabbit hole in a while.
Yeah.
So my phone doesn't know. Yeah. So if you're listening, phone, give me some of that tea.
I'm like, stocks. How to make money.
Yeah.
How to move country easily. Stocks. How to make money. How to move country.
Apparently they're selling gas off for €1 in Italy. I'm tempted.
Well, maybe I'll invest.
Yeah. Seriously. I'd fucking go over there as a vulture fund and buy up about 10 of them.
It's a fucking vulture fund. Yeah.
anything Percy Pig. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a notion-y thing, isn't it? Because it's Eminem.
Could you be like, that's more of a notion, less of a guilty pleasure. As if you can fucking talk.
I know, yeah. No, it's not, well, as far as it's not notion-y, like there's plenty of people who...
I think it's just weird that they kind of have everything Percy Pig nowadays. It's like the cupcakes, the merch, like...
It's become a bit of a phenomenon. We talked about this in the Patreon episode of Simon Hennessy, like, because Aldi had taken on the cake, the caterpillar cake. M&S are very fucking precious about their, like, their originals, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You want to be careful.
Very fucking careful.
Very careful.
Yeah. Mr. Price, if you're looking for a bit of PR, copy off a Percy Pig.
There you go. I think this one is kind of like a half breakup one, half guilty pleasure kind of vibe. But we love to hear it. My ex took everything we jointly owned when we split last year, including the gaff. LOL. Now for shits and giggles, I play with the temperature on his on our Dyson heater cooler late at night, as I know he sleeps with it beside him. He's no idea I still have the app linked to it, and I sent it to be repaired twice for being faulty, that I've heard through mutual friends.
Oh.
I feel like a massive cunt for doing it, but it also makes me laugh.
Oh my god. That is gas.
Love to see it.
Oh, if he listens to this now.
Oof. Oh. I doubt he's listening to this, but...
You never know, Carly. You never know.
True.
Somebody here said, Geordie Shore, any season.
Yes, yes. And I wish I had more time alone so I could deep dive back into them seasons.
Yeah.
I like the Cancun one in particular, when James breaks his leg. Great.
Okay. Just good watching. Yeah. Watching Naked Attraction. Now, that is something you would turn off if somebody walked into the room.
Yeah, you'd be fucking scarlet.
That's like watching Sex Etre or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Me and Jenna.
Or Eurotrash.
Yeah. Absolutely.
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 Yeah. This one, well, it's kind of like, is it a guilty pleasure? She said, I volunteer the other half to do jobs just to get some alone time, if you know what I mean. Say I'm going for a walk, collect a snack box, download a show to my phone, I watch it in the car, all that sort of stuff.
Oh.
There you go now.
Watch it in the car? That's a new one. Maybe I'll do that.
That's, yeah.
Hmm.
Don't know if I have any of them. Nothing's unlocking for me at the moment. Leave it with me.
No. No, I often think what I would be like if I was single and living alone. I'm like, I don't think that's a picture anybody would like to be painted.
Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking, actually, when we met? Like, what was I? I was only working part-time in the chemist, and I was, like, everything was just getting a lot, and the podcast was getting a lot, and I was working really long days. Now, it's less pressure now. It just seems a bit more manageable, but because the amount of work that goes into producing the podcast, you actually wouldn't believe it. But it's not easy, guys, if you're thinking about just starting a podcast, by the way, because I've had many people ask me how to start it, and I'm just like, loaded question? Question
mark? Yeah. Yeah. Are you fucking here?
Yeah. Are you fucking ready, motherfucker? But I was thinking about, I was like, oh, if we weren't in a pandemic, do you know what I'd do? I'd book time off work. I'd get into my uniform. I'd pretend that I was going into work, and I'd just rent an office space and get all of my life admin shit done.
Yeah.
And I'd still come home from my lunch. Yeah. And not tell me, ma, because I just feel too guilty because, like, Bobby's a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I have never done it, but I have often thought, oh, I want to do that now.
Never done it, but I have dreamed. Dreamed about it. I have dreamed. Actually, that is like, isn't it funny? It's like, what is with, like, I often dream of, like, days where I can just hop into my car and just go for a whole day. And, like, Tom's like, you know that that's not normal, right? You know that that's, like, not a normal thing. And I'm like, and nobody knows where I am.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's like less of a guilty pleasure, more of escapism. But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still something I think of often, that I would like to do. This is a good one. Guilty pleasure. My neighbour is a pain in the arse and doesn't like me parking outside my house. Okay. In brackets, I know, because she can't drive. So I do it once in a while and it gives me immense pleasure.
What?
Yeah.
She doesn't like her parking outside her own house.
Yeah.
Because she can't drive.
Yeah.
Give her a kick in the fanny. What the fuck?
For a bunt. Give her a
bunt. Am my ears deceiving me?
No.
Is it because, like, she fucking begrudges her of being able to drive?
Yeah.
And where the fuck else is she supposed to park? Oh, it must be, like, community parking, is it?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not sure if she can. Yeah, I don't actually know. Maybe it's like she doesn't like it when she parks outside the gaff. Like, she doesn't mind when she parks her car in the drive. I'm not really sure, to be honest. It's not a lot of detail. Oh, not a lot of explanation.
Yeah. Okay. She needs a kick in the fanny. Like. Somebody here said, oh, right up my street. I love picking at dry skin and peeling blisters. It's disgusting, I know. Look, I'm here for you, hon. I feel you, but we shouldn't be doing it because our bodies are working very... Like, your body will actually
very
send
hard,
you to sleep.
Girlies.
With your son in your war clothes on a Friday night at 7 o'clock, because you'd be that tired from your body recovering from it, right? Somebody
your
else said,
will hate you.
Yeah, Dan, they will hate you. Old MTV and E shows on YouTube, Newlyweds, Girls of the Playboy Mansion, Meet the Bakers, etc. Never thought I'd done that. I really want to do that now. I forgot about Newlyweds. For a brief time, I forgot about it.
I never liked Newlyweds. I never really bought into Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. It's really weird because even then I thought that there was something up with them. Like, I never really bought into it.
Really?
He always just seemed a lot older than her, and shocker, he was. Do you know what I mean? But I remember even as a kid watching it being like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, she was always very immature, or at least she put on that she was immature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a guilty pleasure of mine, though. And, like, Kardashians as well. That's something that I'd turn off if Adam walked into the room. Like, no, actually, I wouldn't. But I'd pace myself for the giving out to you that I'd get for watching it. Like,
don't worry, Ray always walks in. I hate them Kardashians. I'd be watching fucking, like, School of Rock or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that. You can't just see somebody with brunette hair on the TV and decide that it's a Kardashian. Do you know what I mean? Which one is it? Tell me which one it is. Corn? Corn Kardashian? Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah. Corn. I love it. Somebody here said, well, it's GBR type of person. Horoscopes, BuzzFeed quizzes, and tacky reality TV.
Like, if there could just be, I know Hey You is good, but, like, I wish there was more one channel that constantly streamed old episodes of stuff all day.
E does that all the time.
Who does?
E. It always has old Kardashians on it.
No, but as in a mix, you know?
Right, okay.
Give me a shot of Love with Tila Tequila. Give me, you know, Flavor Flav. Give me an episode of Kardashians. Give me an old episode of The Hills. You know, like a mishmash. Yeah. Like all throughout the day. I don't know. I'm just sitting it down. I just want chewing gum for the brain kind of vibe. And I just want to pop it on and let that be that kind of thing.
Okay.
No?
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Business idea.
The $1 million idea, do it. Mm-hmm.
There.
Yeah.
So do you remember I was saying earlier on that I had put up one of the things about the smushy books or whatever?
Mm.
So we had somebody, so the one that someone wrote in said, reading cringy romance novels on Wattpad. I think it's called Wattapad, but maybe it's called Wattpad. And one of our listeners wrote in saying, I'm triggered. I'm a huge fan of romance. I turned it into my job and I currently write for Mills and Boone for a living. There are some amazing authors out there and I honestly think that there is a romance subgenre for everyone. It's actually the biggest selling publishing genre, mostly written by women, and it gets so much eye rolling. For the most part, it's fucking ferociously feminist. Sorry for the rant, but yeah, Wattpad is probably not the creme de la creme of quality.
Listen, I worked with an author and she said that the author world is toxic as fuck.
Really?
Like, especially erotica and romance. And like, so she wrote her own books and she self-published and then she got a few deals and she's done book signings, she's organised them, she's in like loads of author groups and stuff like that on Facebook. She's really active and then she does beta reading for other people and she would do concept selling, like she'd write a concept and sell it. She'd do ghostwriting for people, like she does a lot. She keeps herself busy with it now. She's starting to make money from it and she's hoping to be able to make it her full-time job. Like, she fucking loves it and she's great at it. Her author name is Chrissy V, by the way, if anybody wants a smutty book. But she was just saying about like the behavior of some of the other authors, like it's actually fucking mad. It's worse than the blogging world. But you just wouldn't, you wouldn't be in that world, so you wouldn't have a clue that any of this is happening, but they're fucking mad things.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because writing in general, like, how do you even, it's one of those things that you were told when you were younger, it was like, don't try and be an actress, don't try and be a writer, don't try and be a singer, because it's really competitive, so it's almost like that way, where you're like, how would you even get into it, how would you even get into writing erotica? Like, most of the ones, like your one who Anna Todd is the woman who wrote After and was banging this up on Wattpad, which is kind of like where you can write on, like, write your own novels or little whatever. And it
you
just
can
kind
do
of
it on Amazon as well.
Yeah, and it just kind of took off out of nowhere, which I just find is great. But imagine you're somebody who's really talented and has a really good book, but you just can't get the clout out there for the book. Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
So, there's that.
Well, apparently, so there's a thing, like, I don't know, I was just fucking, this was actually the last rabbit hole that I went down. You can make a lot of money from publishing books, and you don't even need to be an author. And now, it would kill off the author world.
Oh, really?
Like, it's not good for it. But it is good for people who are trying, who are in jobs, who are like apprentices maybe, and they are ghostwriters. So you pay them to ghostwrite a book. You just tell them the genre. They do the research. They do the book, whatever. You have a little read of it if you're happy with it. Like, well, you've already paid them at this stage. So you get all of the feedback and then you get your finished copy. Then you can self-publish on Amazon. If you then you can turn it into an audiobook. So you just buy the artwork off a thing called Fiverr and you can put it up as an audiobook. You put all your titles on it or whatever. Apparently there's an awful lot of money to be made in audiobooks, especially because Amazon give people credits and then they give you like the subsidy for that. And then if you sell a hardback copy on Amazon, Amazon make and bind the book for you. You just need the what's it called? The manuscript. So, yeah, that's the thing. Apparently.
That's the thing.
But, I mean, like, you would pay, like, $600, $700 for a ghostwriter, so you'd need to be committed to, like, investing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you could get, like, even a narrator for the audiobook for free because sometimes they just want royalties, or you could pay them €50. Like, it's actually... If you had a spare kind of couple of hundred euro, you could do it and see what you could make off it. Like,
interesting.
There you go.
It's crazy, isn't it?
The more you know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
But now, like that, it does kill off really talented authors that are like that, trying to make it in the author world. And then you have fuckers like this who are spreading the word going, you know, you can do this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's just kind of killing off the industry. I've never done it, by the way, but I would be curious. Like, I'd love to, I don't have a couple of like spare €100, but I'd love to see what would happen if I did, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
But if that's just greed, like, don't kill off the otters, guys. Pay them for their work. Yeah.
Someone said meal deals, and I'd have to agree. There is something just a bit dirty in that, like, you don't want to admit that you got a meal deal for your lunch.
Why?
Because it's like, there's something about a pre-made ham and cheese sandwich, just a ham and cheese, I couldn't be dealing with any of the other ones, that's just so, like, satisfying.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Go on.
Yeah.
That is. Go on.
I'd be more of a, like, because the other day, what did I bring in? I brought in 3 slices of bread, right, in the fridge in work, because there's catering in the place where I work. They have the little sachets, you know, of butter.
Oh, I love them.
I was like, I knew they'd have them. So I brought in 3 slices of bread and a package of King. And I had me little things out of the fridge, me little sachets of butter. And sorry, there's some fucker with a scrambler outside. He likes to drive around
at
8 o'clock at night. And he, so I brought it in, but I was so like, oh my God, Scarlett, for me eating a crisp sandwich, like in work in this kind of sophisticated office. And so I went out to the car and I made it.
No.
and I didn't tell anybody what I was eating. Now, I told them after it, they were like, what did you have for lunch? I said, I had a crisp sambo. I said, because I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to tell them.
I'm just going to tell them to see what happened.
And then, and then they were all real jealous.
Because I was about to say, when you said that, I was like, you little fucking bitch.
Yeah. Love a crisp sandwich. We call it crisp sambo in our house.
Crisp sambo?
It's a crisp sandwich, but we call it crisp sambo.
Yeah. Dead right, Jen. Live your truth.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It has to be wild. Okay, so has to be how wild I may go when Maniac 2000 is played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Banger.
Yeah. We're watching Girls at the Playboy Mansion on YouTube. Used to be obsessed with it. I have to say, I did watch that as well. Love the Rose of Tralee. Pure tack, but I love it anyway. Reading cringy romance novels on Wattpad. You had said that as well.
Mm-hmm.
J'adore peeling my sunburned skin off my big strips. Oh, manky, guys, I know, but how satisfying it. So... Oh, I love it.
Your
I love
skin
it.
Is just trying to protect itself. Let it be.
Yeah. Justin Bieber. I have to say, he's a guilty pleasure. His old shit. I love that music as well. I'm just blasting through them here because I know we're coming up to time. Popping Spots. Just love it. Got so much satisfaction from it. I love the pod. Thank you very much. Laguna Beach. The Hills. On Matt Live. And the Balls Deep in Them. Now wearing a side split. Oh... Now wearing a side split, right?
Love
okay.
it.
Yeah, I get it.
That it's so funny when you watch it. Maybe I'll try that with my hair. That's lovely yeah. hair. Maybe I'll try. Oh
no, Gen Z hate it. Gen Z are like, no, side splits out. Millennials are like, fuck you, Gen Z. I want my side split. I think it makes you look more innocent, and it takes years off you.
The side split.
Yeah.
See, they're saying the opposite. They're saying that everybody looks better with a middle split, and I would agree. But I take a better photo with a side split. Just, but I look better in person with a middle split.
This is the fucking predicament, Cara.
It's difficult. It's difficult when you've got a face shaped like a moon. It's hard.
And you can't stay at the one angle in real life.
You can't stay at the one angle. You know? It's upsetting.
Oh, I agree with this one. Do not judge me. Pissing in the shower. Sometimes it can't be helped. The warm water, it just triggers
me. Sometimes it can't be helped. I'm just going to go and say it.
The warm water triggers you, especially when you're about to sit. I could have just taken a wee and I'll go to sit in a bath and I need a wee again. It just, like, you know what I mean? I'll just leave that there. But look, it'll kill the bacteria on your feet and your hand-ridden bitten ankles. Like, do you know what I mean?
But you just ripped off the scab, so the urine's going in there.
Yeah, just killing the bacteria. Look at Bear Grylls. Fucking healthy as an ox. Do you know what I mean?
That man knows.
He does. I'm with you on that one, don't worry. And I think we should do a poll during the week. Who agrees?
Pissing in the shower.
Yeah. Who was it in Big Brother who had such a fucking problem with that? It was somebody who was really posh, but he was like... Oh, it could have been like season 4 or 5. And he just kept... Or was it Rylan in Celeb? Big Brother. Peeing in the shower. I just remember that line. Who's been peeing in the shower? Like, how can you tell?
How can you tell?
How can you tell? No one's going to know. How will they know?
How will they know?
Okay. Oh, all right. I like this energy. You should probably learn from this, Carla. I wear a suit studying at my desk at home. It makes me feel invincible. You should probably wear a suit on work calls.
Lads, I've been fucking working from home now for over a year. When I started working from home, I'd like every single day put on a work outfit, put on my makeup. Now they're fucking lucky if I show up with clothes on. So there's...
Yeah. Like, or brush hair.
Yeah, not a hair mask, but a fucking not even, shower cap on.
Like rinsed hair, for fuck's sake. Rinsed hair, yeah. Listening to Maroon 5, I feel like they are seen as a bit of lame, but God, do they be making bops. Yeah, I do. Harder to Breathe is still a good tune.
I was going to say, their first album, that's... If you're listening to their recent stuff, we need to have a chat. If you're listening to their early stuff, you're fine.
Mm. Yeah, same. Yeah, I would think that.
Mm-hmm.
Going through social media of people that really annoy me to wind myself up on purpose. Now, hon.
People
I would have been
do
like
do
this,
that. It's mad, isn't it?
You need to stop with the hate following and the hate watching. Oh, it's so much better for your mental health. Because I did do that. I did. I will hold my hands up high. I did, but I stopped. And I'm just so much happier every time I pick up my phone now. I don't have that angst.
Genuine, like, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. This girl said, I have a blanket I've had since being a small child. I can't sleep without it. It stinks, but it has to be on my face so that I can smell it. So that's, I mean, cute. Wash it though.
Wash it.
There's no harm in washing it.
Like,
you can build up the smell again, you know?
Yeah. just a little rinse.
Yeah, just a little rinse. That's then Mr. Price Ireland followed us, just putting that in there again. And then we have another one. I love to eat pickles out of the jar. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. You're allowed.
Okay.
That's fine.
What is a pickle?
A pickle is it's when you put a like baby cucumber in vinegar. Like a gherkin.
Is it?
A gherk, yeah. A little gherky.
A baby cucumber in vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Jesus. Like, all right.
A gherkin.
I don't like gherkins.
Well, that's what it is.
One time I went to McDonald's, got a burger. I'm a plain Jane, by the way. I just got a plain hamburger.
No, no shock.
Not a plain hamburger. Sorry, I'll get the normal hamburger, but then I'll scrape the gherkin off it. Opened the burger before. Just saw the onions and the tomato sauce or whatever. I was like, delighted with myself. Bit into the burger. They put the fucking gherkin under the patty. Blasphemy. Absolute bastard sitting in the kitchen going, I'm going to put the gherkin under the patty.
And you were like, well, fuck you anyway.
What is this fucking... yeah, what demon shit. I put it up on Twitter and everything. I was disgusted. And then I started the whole gherkin debate. Anyway, here's the last one that we got. And it's... I love it. It's dog weight loss journey videos.
What the fuck?
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible, but like, what the fuck? What a very specific subgenre.
Well, that's the whole thing about it. No. It's specific.
Specific. I have one last message, and I think this is a good one to finish on. Hate the premise idea of guilty pleasures. If you enjoy something, you enjoy it. You shouldn't be ashamed or cringe for what you like by default. Just need to be confident in what you like or what you want.
I really like that.
I like that, but also now, let me now be embarrassed.
No, it is a good thing to finish on because like we said earlier in the episode, you need to subconsciously stop giving a fuck about what people think of you because they actually don't give a fuck about you. Do you know?
Very true. Very, very true.
We should be able to enjoy ourselves no matter what. Just be your fucking... Sure. Be yourself. Be yourself. Right, let's go to our unpopular opinion of the week.
Unpopular opinion of the week. Sour cream shouldn't exist.
It does nothing.
It does not a thing. Not a fucking thing does sour cream do. I don't understand it. I literally, unless you're like cooking with it, I'll allow it. If like the recipe calls for sour cream to be added, like as like a thickener or like a base of something, we'll allow. But otherwise, there's nothing that fucking riles me more. Then when you get like, when you go and order Tex-Mex or Mexican food, but if you're using sour cream, it will be Tex-Mex. And there's just these blobs of fucking sour cream all over the shop. Or you order something like, I ordered, we went to Eat Yard and I went to the Mexican stand there. I don't actually like it. And the first time I went, I didn't like it. And I don't know why the second time I went, I thought I'd like it more. I fucking didn't. And I ordered the nachos. I think they were like £7. Like the tortillas. Sorry, not the nachos. The tortillas. And they came with... they were like tossed in a salsa. And then these big, huge blobs of sour cream. And I was like, man, you've been to Mexico.
Does it cool it down or no? It's spice.
Yeah, but like it wasn't spice. Like it's fucking tortilla chips tossed in a salsa. It wasn't a thing. Like I just don't understand. It kills me off every time that I see like recipes online or whatever and somebody's banging out the sour cream. I'm like, what is the reason? What is the reason?
See, I can't relate because as I said, I'm a very plain eater and I wouldn't even eat like, you know, fucking a cheese dip with like chicken wings or whatever the fuck dip comes out with it. But I'm just like, I'd need to try it to be able to relate. Do you know?
Well, it tastes like nothing, so.
Does it not? Okay, because I'm just thinking of sour cream and onion Pringles.
Yeah, but Pringles are like dunked in MSG. Like that, like dunked in. Like sour cream and onion is, there's nothing really. it's like a taste of the onion. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not.
That's what I was going to say. They don't just taste like onion. Do you know what I mean? There's
a bang off them, but that's not a taste of sour cream, I can tell you that.
Oh, isn't that? Right.
No.
I'll have to give it a bash and tell you what I think of that, because I can't really disagree or agree or give you a rating out of 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Just give it a 5.
Oh, I'll give you a 5. Right.
Thank you.
You can fight her in the DMs if you wanted during the week. Have you got a stomper of the week?
I do have a stomper of the week as well. Ooh, of course I do. I have lots of stompers of the weeks. Let me just go to my notes.
Have you heard your little jingle of the stomper of the week?
You know I don't listen. You know I don't listen back to this. You know that about me. You know I don't listen to our own podcast. I can't stand my voice.
So it's your little Carla's Stomper of the Week, but I put it just an echo on it. So it just sounds like it's on a megaphone.
Oh my god.
It's on music around.
Oh my god.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
Yes, absolute tune. Stomper of the Week this week is by our good mate Kanye West. Hope you're alright, chick. Mm-hmm. And it is a song of his called Highlights.
Right. I must give it a listen then.
So it was from The Life of Pablo.
Okay.
It's from that album. And it's just an absolute bop. And it's short too. That's what I quite like about it. I think it's just about the 3-minute mark. But it's just really, you know, Rihanna's in there. He's got little kind of snippet voice features from other people kind of floating it. You know the way Kanye does that?
He is a bit of a lyrical and musical genius. I know he's a weirdo, but he has talent. Kanye's got talent.
My favourite lyric from Highlights is Black China fucking Rob to help him with the weight.
Oh, fuck's sake. Jesus, keeping it in the family, what?
And which he rhymes with, I wish my trainer would tell me when I overate.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's a bop. I don't care. Whatever. It's a bop.
I'd love to know what goes through rapper's head when they're coming up with raps. Like, did he just try and write? I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I don't even understand. There's a fella on, Adam always watches them. Adam loves Eminem. By the way, Gen Z are trying to cancel him. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't think anyone cares.
Nobody fucking... Hayley Matters is on TikTok. Yeah. She's really actually quite innocent looking and, like, you just wouldn't think she was Eminem's daughter. She kind of looks like him. Now, her surname's not Matters on it. I think it's Kim's surname. But she's on TikTok, yeah. Yeah, but like, he just watch videos of like people reacting to Eminem's raps and stuff like that, and like they pull apart the lyrics, and I'm just like, I've never heard that. I've never heard Eminem saying that, even though I've heard that song. I just don't listen to the words. I just kind of, I'm like that egg, you know, the egg in the frying pan where it's like, that's me.
And you're like, hey.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, but which also, I feel so inappropriate, like, going down the road blasting Tupac. Do you know what I mean? I'm just too white for that. It's the same with me reggaeton and me fucking Latino. I'm just too white for that.
There's actually, my cousin, he put me on this. He calls it when he's being ignorant. So it's ignorant music, and he's got an ignorant playlist. So, like, I pop on his ignorant playlist all the time.
That's what I need, because it's so because
it's ignorant, and I'm like, it is. He has like a proper ignorant playlist. I'll actually link it in the stories, but I listen to the ignorant playlist, and that's what I call it, my ignorant music.
I fucking love it. It's so, like, it's bang on the money, because that's exactly what it is. I'm so white, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I cannot in good faith not belong to this. I do not know these struggles.
Even doing a bit of Zumba, I'm like, seriously, just stay in me.
It's too flavourful for me.
I'm so white, lads. I'm so fucking white. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, stuff. Right, okay. Thank you so much for listening. We're about to record our Patreon, so do join us over there if you fancy it. And we will chat to you next week. Bye.